This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
You are listening to The Arenality on ORFM.
Kia ora everyone, welcome back to The Arenality, a show on the cultural identities of women in Aotearoa, New Zealand. This week, we are going to talk about starting again, and I think there is some wisdom behind the episode theme or title for this week. If you were here last week, we actually reflected a lot on the busy week that I had recently. And yeah, I just came back from a week where there wasn't much going on, but I was still recovering from the busyness of the week before. And just as a little recap, if you missed last week's episode, here in Otipoti Dunedin, we recently had Bersatu Games, which was a sports carnival for Malaysian students all around Aotearoa who came down to Otipoti Dunedin for a week of playing sports. And my family and I, we were caterers for the event. And it was really special to be part of that community. But yeah, it was quite full on. And there was a lot of other things that happened during the week as well. But a bunch of community events, which I appreciate being part of. But yeah, sometimes you do just feel a bit physically tired and just flat from everything that was happening around the week. So I also gave a bit of updates last week about some changes in my life. Nothing too much, but I'm also studying part-time. And I'm really enjoying it at the moment. It is something that I have always wanted to do. I just didn't realize that it's the method of doing it was possible. So I am studying. I am doing distant learning. So I do have the opportunity to study at my own pace, at my own time, which is important because I am working full-time. And so with the studies, it kind of reminded me of how fun it was to be learning and to be a student again. And I just reflected a lot on how back then, while I was studying, I used to blog as a student about my experience and some study tips and things like that, or even just writing up my experiences for the week. And yeah, just as I was reflecting on it with you guys on the Arenality last week, I decided to start writing again and bring back the blog that I used to write for. It is still new. I'm not going to share it with anyone at the moment, but I am kind of excited on where it can be in the future. And so I think that was the inspiration behind this week's episode. So starting again gently, I feel like there has been a lot of conversations around, you know, what it means to start again. And I know that, you know, I'm not starting again from scratch. I'm actually starting again with a bit of experience, a bit of change, a bit of past me and new me. So it doesn't feel as forced as I expected it to be as well. I also want to talk about this because, you know, when we talk about reset days and when we talk about getting motivation to start over and start doing something, picking yourself up again and do what you want to do, it just feels quite heavy, especially if you're already exhausted and you don't really have the energy to be at 100% all the time. So yes, let's not be too hard on ourselves this week. And I hope that you find some
wisdom in the conversations we're going to have today. I have been reflecting a lot on how I used to feel when I don't achieve certain goals I make for myself. And I'm just thinking about how I would create those systems where I would be disappointed. So I think, you know, I think everyone has different systems on how they create goals. But for me, like on a Sunday, I would take my calendar out and just look at what's going to happen during the week after, well, the week coming up. And I would just write a rough plan based on the days on what I expect can be achieved. And sometimes, you know, it kind of sucks when you write on pen and then you have to correction tape it out because it's kind of embarrassing to just cross something and you can see the failure of not achieving something. So that used to bother me a lot. But what I do now is I would have another set of, well, another method of writing those mini goals that I need to achieve on my phone, on my notes app. And it's just, you know, as simple as today's to-do or today's errands, today's notes, and just a little checklist of things I want to achieve. And it could be something as simple as, you know, posting something at the post office or going into the sleep out and picking up something that you've been avoiding for the whole week, or even just to pick something up from the library, and having it undated, you know? I think sometimes we get so strict with writing our to-dos based on each day. We should really give ourselves some space so that we write our to-dos for the week and we achieve things within the week rather than each day. I'm reflecting a lot with you right now because I think that's probably something I should be doing rather than creating each to-dos for the day, because it can be quite restricting. And yeah, like when we talk about starting again, a lot of conversations around starting something new, it means like this big dramatic moment, like waking up one day and suddenly you feel like a different person, or you feel like you transformed your whole life. You might feel the need to achieve everything at once. For example, you might want to tick off every single goal that you have on your vision board, or you know, you might have goals like going to the gym, and then you might have goals on studying, and you might have goals to reconnect with a friend, and you feel like you have to complete everything on that list in order for it to be a good day, when it shouldn't be. So what if starting again is actually a lot more quieter than that? So that's what I'm feeling right now. I don't think we should focus on, you know, having those mid-year resets and transforming your whole life in a day, or having that day where you feel like you have to do everything in order for the next day to feel like you are in a perfect position. 'Cause it can just be as simple as just getting out of bed when you don't feel like it on a Sunday, or making your favorite drink in the morning. That has been my motivation to wake up And yeah, because I was gifted a matcha set for my birthday this year. And, you know, it's, firstly, it saved me a lot of money because I don't need to go buy matcha at a cafe anymore. It has also made me a morning person because my mindset now is to wake up and drink matcha, because to be able to make matcha, you need a lot of time, because it's not as easy as just putting hot water in a mug and there's your matcha. You know, you actually need to have some time to whisk it and make sure that it's in the right temperature. So there is a bit of work that needs to be done for the matcha, which honestly is pretty important for the whole authenticity of the and like meaning to the matcha itself. But for me, it becomes a whole routine where I can just be alone in the morning and just take time without looking at the clock and just slowly make my matcha. But you know, I'm just talking about matcha because I really love it. But you might have something else, something that might help you with waking up or being excited for the day. And it doesn't have to be a drink. It can be literally anything else. There was that one time when my mom and my sister went to Invercargill for a holiday during school holidays, and I was in charge of babysitting our cat. So, oh, we have a new cat now, Simba. Simba is orange, and not sure if I talked to you guys about Simba. She is a baby. She's 5 months old, very playful. And when my mom and sister were away, I had the opportunity to be in charge of Simba. So it was really fun in the morning, waking up at 5 a.m., looking for her and finding her, like, you know, inside the shelf, just hiding or just under the bed. So it just became a whole mission in the morning. But it was fun. And I think, you know, when Simba was my motivation to wake up, it definitely felt really good. So if you can have any sort of motivation to wake up that isn't work, that isn't study, that isn't a commitment. Not saying taking care of Simba wasn't a commitment. It was, but it was a fun commitment, right? If you can make sure that the first thing you have to do in the morning isn't something like studies or work, I'm sure that you might feel a bit better waking up in the morning. So I hope you can find something like that that would help you to make you feel better, to start your day a little bit slower. So for me, starting again this week looked like making my bed instead of staying in it every morning. I definitely try to avoid my bed if I'm not sleeping, even though I really wanted to. There's also a lot of books I got to read last weekend, which I am very grateful for. I'm really into the Agatha Christie books at the moment, and I have found the most beautiful library to hide myself away. It is actually here in Otsipochi Dunedin, the Dunedin Athenaeum Library. It is really special that we have the Athenaeum Library here. If you don't know, it is at the Octagon. It is full of treasures, and you should definitely come and have a visit if you are in town. But What I love about the Dunedin Athenaeum is that they have so many old books, and I love old books. I love the smell of it, and it's just really special to see like a whole section of old crime books, mystery books as well. Like there's a whole section of Agatha Christie books. So I am, you know, I feel like I have found my heaven on earth, and I am really enjoying my time just finding treasures at the library. And I think there's some, like, there are some reflections behind that as well, because it took me a while to realize the kinds of books that I liked reading. And for you, it might be something else. You know, there's a bunch of genres out there. But it's always important to try and find what you like. Because I remember when I was in a, what do you call that? Like a time when you stop reading. I can't find the word for it, but when you feel like you are in a hiatus of reading, it is probably because you stop reading the books you enjoy. So I hope that, you know, there is opportunities for you to explore other types of books. Some ways I reconnect with myself if I do feel like I'm losing that spark of reading is by rereading old books that made me happy. For example, I would find books that made me really happy when I was a child or a teenager. And one of the books that really shaped my childhood was Diary of a Wimpy Kid. And I think it's because of how simple the language was and also how fun it was to read someone's diary, because you're never allowed to do that in real life. But here it is. You get to read someone's diary. But yeah, I think that's one of the reflections that I can share around that, because when I start reading, I stay off TikTok, and I think it's quite important that I get that rest from using too much of, you know, just mindless scrolling, because that's not very helpful, is it? So just thinking about starting again quietly, gently, I think there's something really powerful about beginning from where you are, not from where you wish you were. I think it's important before you do anything to actually be aware of how you're feeling that day. Which is, you know, I'm lucky because I get to reflect every morning through my Fajr prayers. I think it is really important to start your day with some sort of practice where you just sit and you just think about you, where you are, how you're feeling, and in relation to the universe, especially if you are a spiritual person. I think it really helps me to think where I am, and how I can support myself better, and how I can also ask the universe, or in my case, God, to help me to make the day better. Yeah, I think that's when you stop, like, you just shift your perspective on being pressured on the things you need to do to actually be present, and to realize that, oh, you know, there's actually bigger things in this world than your little to-do list. So I used to think that, you know, you I would need some sort of solid plan to have these restarts in life. But actually, if you just follow the flow and just focus on the little things, one thing would lead to the other. Like yesterday, I had fun just sorting the sleep out. We have a bunch of boxes of things that we didn't want to look at. So just like items of things that we thought, you know, if we put it in the sleep out, we don't have to care about it. We don't have to think about it. But it's just become like this big mental clutter. So yeah, I had a lot of time yesterday just going through all the mental clutter and just sorting things based on actual important labels, like to donate or to keep or to let go. So it was really fun to actually do things that you've always wanted to do, but they were not on your to-do list at all. They just, you know, happened to be something that felt important at that time. So you start something and suddenly the whole sleep out is finished. So that was, yeah, that felt really good. I think it's really important to start your day slowly and not feel like you have to manage every single day by checking off the things on your to-do list. In fact, you don't even need to do a to-do list, okay? I think this year we are going to rethink our to-do list. You know, we can have plans, we can have ideas, but let's not be too restrictive and think that if you don't check off every single thing by the end of the day, you don't deserve sleep. Because I definitely used to feel that way, and it just becomes a whole spiral because I can't sleep and then I can't wake up the next day. But yeah, it's very important that we keep coming back to each other and just think about how we can better improve the way we think of ourselves when we're just not feeling it. So if you are in the same position as I am feeling right now, I hope that you do have a soft reset. And it's fine that, you know, if you do need some time, it is very important that you are in a state of awareness and not just, you know, just vibing through life without realizing that you're not feeling okay. So everyone has a different purpose. I'm not talking about like the big purpose in life. Maybe it is as simple as to eat better, to call a friend. It might be just to delete TikTok and Instagram. I definitely did that last night, and well, I downloaded it again because I need it for work. But you know, just to have that awareness on what's not helping. Or maybe the only thing you need to do is to just slow down. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of The Arenality. I hope that you enjoyed these kinds of slow, quiet reflections. Yeah, I hope to see you again next time with more things to talk about. Until then, ka kite.
You've been listening to The Arenality on RFM.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.